approval. You good?
Yep.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Special Permit and License Board meeting. We'll go ahead and call it to order February 18th at 6 o'clock. If we could have the roll call, please.
Amin. Bozeman. Kubacek.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Hatfield. McCullough. Ryan.
Here.
I know we did hear from McCullough. He's still recovering from back surgery. Amin was said at the last meeting.
He had noted at the last meeting that he was going to be
out. Yeah, he's going to be out. And then Carol emailed us and said she was also going to be out.
Yep.
So we'll go ahead and approve all three of those absences. At this time, we're going to move on to item three. Do we need to do the minutes?
I didn't. I usually don't kind of commingle those. Okay, I just perfect. Go to a regular meeting.
Perfect. We'll move the minutes to the next meeting. At this time, we're going to move on to item 3C, show cause hearing for the stipulation for Super Massage. Patrick, if you want to go ahead.
Thank you. Patrick Kenny, representing the City of Westminster, bar number 51137.
Is the mic on?
It was earlier.
There. Okay. Just making sure we have problems sometimes.
I'll speak a little closer just to make sure. I have been in communication with Attorney Lee, representing Super Massage 2 LLC, doing business as Super Massage, and we'd like to present a stipulation for penalty to the board at this time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just clarify that this is before the board on a show cause hearing. The show cause and notice of hearing was delivered to the licensee, and this board has actually approved this hearing on the notice of hearing, the show cause for today.
Go ahead.
Thank you. We have tendered to the board the copy of the stipulation for penalty along with attached People's Exhibit A. I will note for just context for all four stipulations today, all these stipulations, recognizing this is a resumption of enforcement in the City of Westminster, discussing how to handle these cases going forward. There was communications with both law enforcement, with the Westminster Police Department, defense attorneys, and discussions internally on how to proceed forward. This stipulation is the culmination of those agreements on how to proceed forward on first violations of these natures for massage parlor business licenses. If I may proceed with the factual basis for what led to this incident.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
This incident occurred on August 6th of 2025, around 3:35 p.m. That would be a Wednesday at the Super Massage at 5710 West 88th Avenue in the City of Westminster. This investigation began on reports from several individuals. I will note those were not criminally charged, of solicitation and prostitution activities occurring within the premises. Based on that information, law enforcement undertook an undercover operation to see if such activities were occurring. At that time, an undercover officer with the North Metro Task Force, as he's undercover, we're omitting his name at this time, went into the location at that 3:35 time. When he went in, he asked about the possibility of receiving a massage, was informed he would be charged $60. And was then escorted back to one of the massage rooms in that location. Upon going in there, he was asked to undress for everything except for his underwear and to lay down at the massage table face down. The defendant in the criminal matter came in and at that time removed the undercover officer's underwear, smacked his buttocks, and then commenced with the massage for 30 minutes with hands and hot stones. After about that time, he was asked to roll onto his back, exposing himself and not being provided a cover for his genitals. After five more minutes of the massage, the defendant, in this case, who is a Zhang Liping, put her fingers to her lips in a shushing motion and asked for a big tip. Per law enforcement information, a big tip is a slang in massage parlor parlance to solicit sexual activities in the establishment. The undercover officer said, "Of course." And then the defendant, Ms. Li Ping, said, "No, your big tip for me." After hearing that agreement, she placed her hands on the undercover officer's genitalia, leading him or the officer to signal the arrest team outside to enter the premises and secure the premises and the undercover officer, and ultimately issue a citation. From the information provided by law enforcement, there was no clear indication management was involved in this this actual act of solicitation on the premises. One officer who was on scene was informed that someone was attempting to exit the premises. That officer made contact with the man who indicated he was being allowed to stay at that location. I will note that the current criminal case from that is pending at the Jefferson County State Courts. From what I was able to determine from data access and contact with the district attorney's office, that is pending. That is currently pending for a diversion program. As this is the first confirmed offense, while there are ultimately reports of other incidents, we had discussions with Mr. Lee and the attorney on the other case, Mr. Wang, on these. We are willing to provide an opportunity for the businesses to keep their licenses, but the stipulation explains that there are several conditions for that to go forward. First, there is a training element, which is referenced specifically at subsection 5, where the licensee agrees and stipulates that within 30 days of the acceptance of the stipulation, all management and staff will complete and provide proof to this board of completion of a training regarding prostitution prevention through the North American Learning Institute. And then additionally, a suspension for a total of 67 days will be imposed. The first 7 days of that suspension will be going into effect on February 23rd through to March 2nd of 2026. The remaining 60 days of the suspension are being held in abeyance with three conditions as a triggering factor for that to be imposed. The first, I understand this board will be more familiar with, that any finding and order by the Special Permit and Licensing Board for further violations of the business license would be a triggering event for that 60 days to go into effect, and that would be imposed upon the finding by the board. The next two are slightly unique, but we do believe will create the proper incentives to ensure that this behavior does not continue at the licensed premises. First, under suspension subsection B, conviction of any employee, contractor, or owner of the licensee's business for any violations of the Westminster Municipal Code or the Colorado Revised Statutes with several subsections. I would note that the CRS Title 12-235-111B speaks to a massage or a masseuse's professional obligations under the Department of Regulation of Professional Authorities. That would require that if they are found to have violated a sexual contact or conduct while performing their duties. Then you have the titles 18, various 83401, 3501, 7201, 7301, and 7401. Those are all the specific provisions under the Colorado Revised Statute speaking to prostitution, solicitation, human trafficking, and similar events. Any conviction for any of those offenses would be a triggering event for the imposition of the 60 days. Finally, subsection C provides an additional, more rapid means of imposing the 60 days if there's a violation. Any probable cause determination, either by signing of an arrest warrant, determination of preliminary hearing, or other appropriate legal mechanisms of a state judicial officer for determining probable cause that one of the criminal offenses listed out, which are identical to the ones above, would be a triggering event for that. In the way this would be imposed, and I note that in section 4, imposition of sentence, would be that we would provide either the certified record of conviction to the board or a certified copy of the probable cause determination to the board, at which time, upon mailing of the notice of the imposition of the remaining 60 days, That would go into effect 7 days after mailing to the licensee. This provides a mechanism that if there are any violations as outlined, there will be a 60-day sentence imposed. So functionally 2 months of shutdown for the business. Taking into account all the facts and circumstances, taking into account that this is the first violation we have documented for this, we do believe that this is an appropriate resolution, and we would be asking that this board accept. And I'm happy to answer any further questions or clarify any details about what occurred in this case.
Does anyone have any questions for Patrick at this time? Or for the attorney?
I have a legal question for you, Patrick. The imposition of suspension upon 3B or 3C indicates that the city will file proof of either the probable cause determination or conviction, and upon receipt, the authority will order, will mail an order imposing the remaining suspension license.
Yes.
It doesn't say anything about a new show cause that may trigger from that. Is this indicating that this, upon a conviction, that there will be no new show cause, or that this is separate from that show cause hearing that may be created? That's, I think, confusing as to this and whether or not the it's taking away the board's authority to have a new show cause and revoking the entire license versus just having to impose the what's held in abeyance.
So an additional show cause is deliberately not mentioned so that the board may have discretion to seek a further show cause order. This is to provide a more rapid means of enforcing any of those criminal violations, either by a formal conviction, plea agreement, or by the probable cause determination. We deliberately left show cause out so that that would not be, in, or we would not be impacting the board or its ability to enforce on its own merits as well.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the prosecuting attorney? We can go back to him at the end as well. At this time, we'll ask for the operator and their attorney to come forward.
Good evening.
Good evening. If you want to go ahead and have her raise her right hand.
Make a clarification. Patrick had indicated before that the owner of the license speaks Mandarin, and her attorney speaks Mandarin as well, so I wanted to state for the record that we ask that as being represented by you, sir, are you willing to waive interpreter services for your client and interpret on your own?
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make you guys clear of that.
Perfect. Thank you. If she can raise her right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
And sir, can we get your full name and bar registration number?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Zongbing Li, representing the licensee, Super Massage 2 LLC, attorney registration number 43629.
Perfect. And if we could get her to state her first name and last name? And her address for the record.
The address.
11810 Nagling Salakui.
Okay.
Telephone.
Okay. 11810
Nagling. Yes. Salakui.
Okay. Sutter Creek, California.
Okay. Now, if you want to tell us a little bit about why you're here and what we need to know.
Thank
you very much for giving us this chance. It is very unfortunate that this has happened and we have to come here. And I totally agree with Mr. Kenny about, the communication regarding this matter. And I have been communicating with Mr. Wang as well. He is the counsel for other two licenses regarding similar matters. We believe that while it is unfortunate that this has happened, we do appreciate the city's offer for this suspension and also having the 6 to 8 days in abeyance. And my client, she's very sorry for what have happened, and she is willing to take the class, and she will make sure that she will be in compliance and there will be no new violations.
So does your client work in Westminster or she works in California?
She actually lives and works in California, but she's the owner.
Okay, so who manages it?
She has hired a manager to manage it.
Okay. So what happened with the employee who offered the services?
The employee is no longer working or massaging in the business.
Does the board have any other questions, or does the applicant or the licensee?
Leave it to the board first to ask questions, and then they can follow up on anything.
Perfect. Does the board have any questions? Perfect. Anything else the licensee would like to share with us?
My client has a question. She's very anxious about the renewal of the license at the business. I think around March or April-ish, the business will need to renew the license. She's concerned about whether she will be able to have it renewed. I'm not sure whether this is an appropriate question at this situation for you to answer, but she just was curious about that.
St. Mary Joy, as the city clerk's office, would anything in this be something that would eliminate the ability to routinely and administratively renew a license that you can see?
No, it would not.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Will. I will tell her after this. I'm sorry for taking your time for this.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. That's what we're here for.
Thank you so much.
Does the owner have anything she would like to say?
Pardon me?
Does the owner have anything she would like to say to us?
No. No, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would say I would advise that because of the way that the stipulation is written, that we get on the record that nothing in this stipulation limits the ability for this board to issue a new show cause should a following violation occur.
We can do that in the...
We can do that on the record now. We just would have to have an agreement on the record from the... licensee and from...
So does the attorney understand that this does not eliminate any possibility of any future show cause hearing, seeing that another violation could occur?
Yes. Let me just explain the process by briefly.
Thank you.
And it is listed in paragraph, in section 7.
I didn't read far enough, so...
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I will state that I'm not thrilled with the stipulation. I don't think it's a punishment enough for the crime that occurred, or for the alleged crime that occurred.
Violation
that occurred. Sorry, crime. I couldn't think of the word I was looking for. Alleged violation. I don't know how the rest of the board feels, and I'll let you address it in just a second, Patrick. I don't think I'm fine with the 67 days, but the 7 days of the stipulation being served, I'm not thrilled with. I don't think it's a punishment enough, you know, for the, for what occurred.
I would have, make it more efficient to have any other board members that have concerns or anything, address those so that we can address everything at once from
you.
Yeah,
that's what I was going.
I'm there, so before, I know you're anxious to speak, but let's have everyone say something so we can address it all at once.
You can go ahead if you want to speak. Or...
No, yeah. I'm following the...
I just saw your mic was on.
It is?
It's been on.
Oh, has it been on?
Yeah.
That's how I typically know if somebody wants to speak.
Good thing I don't mumble.
Go ahead.
I understand your misgivings, and although I have them as well, I am satisfied that the city attorney was diligent, was not trying to let anybody get away with anything, and being is that this is a first offense by an employee without management being implicated, I would tend to agree to the stipulation.
Okay, I'm going to make a statement real quick that there's no proof of at whatsoever, but it's hard to be, you know, trust me, there's no proof of this, but it's hard for me to believe that this is the one-time occurrence. You know, it's just the one time, you know, somebody got caught. You know, and that's what concerns me. Does the board have any other questions before we let the city attorney, prosecuting attorney speak?
I'd say that the board doesn't, for the two new ones, the board doesn't have to have questions, but if you want to make on the record any
comments
on opposition or affirmation, you can. You do not need to, but
don't feel shy.
My advice is to make a solid record on the reasoning for approving or denying so that it is on the record as well. You don't have to, but that's always my advice, is to make the best record we can.
I have nothing.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much. At this time,
since he's up there, do you want to let him address it?
Yeah. I can let you address the concerns first.
For your question, I mean, I don't know how to answer your question. You assume or you believe that there could have been more times that this has happened. I don't have any evidence, or I do not know how to admit or deny your allegation. I'm just saying that I did not see any evidence, any police report or any other things that supporting your assumption. I'm so sorry.
I can address the concerns.
Okay. Yeah.
May I?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Some context just for the board's information in coming up with our approach for how to handle these matters. In contacting law enforcement, other jurisdictions, and other city attorneys' offices, it is very frequently an occurrence in these cases where one of these violations occurs that they pack up shop and move over to a neighboring jurisdiction, and then it ends up with a default judgment with the license revoked and functionally no penalties because they've just absconded to another jurisdiction. This is an unusual circumstance where four of these businesses that were involved in this operation not only did reach out and have discussions with us, but were actively seeking to address the concerns here. And I did discuss with also colleagues at the city attorney's office who did enforcement, including Jenna Roth. Given the desire to keep their business license, to fix the issues rather
and
than—
just for clarification, can you tell us, I know who she is, but can you tell us who Jenna Roth is?
Jenna Roth is a legal advisor for the police department, also affiliated with the city attorney's office, is I think the best way to describe it.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Yeah. Just so the rest of the board knows.
But factoring in that we actually have participants who want to address the issue, maintain their business license, and proceed with doing business in the city of Westminster, that is why we are willing to make a stipulation of this nature. But that's also where we took a rather harsh 60 days of suspension held in abeyance so that if there are any issues and we can develop probable cause or secure criminal convictions for those violations, there is a rapid means of enforcing that shutdown while the board can also pursue its own show cause orders. With that in mind, recognizing the board's concerns, we do believe that this is appropriate given the fact that the four licensees at issue tonight do wish to come address this.
Patrick, have you addressed with the Westminster Police Department what their actions are going to be over the next 7 years? You know what I mean, for, you know, reinforcement?
I have spoken with Detective Gordon Neer about this. I do understand that he keeps an eye out for any reports of further wrongdoing or reports made by the public regarding solicitation, prostitution, or similar events. Recognizing that there's only so much enforcement capacity, especially with the need for deconfliction and the assets required for undercover, I'm not sure it's viable to have routine checks, but I do understand that the police department does.
I'm not saying routine check. I'm just saying a check sometime, let's just say, in the next 3 years or 4 years. You know what I mean? Random, some type of random checks during this.
Right now, I believe the desire is to address finding any and all problem sites, but I believe once they've addressed any public comments, the intention would be to look to a more routine monitoring. And I'd invite Detective Gordon here to correct me if I'm misstating anything.
Yeah, and I know it's in conjunction with the North Metro Drug Task Force.
But yeah. I believe right now the bigger concern is addressing public complaints and finding those to determine those locations first. And then once those have been caught up on, then the intention would be to move to more
random. And is that how we got this violation here, was from a public complaint?
Yes, there was a public complaint, but as I noted in the factual statement, there were ultimately no criminal convictions. So while we have a complaint, there's not enough evidence for us to be able to act upon that as a prior event. We have to act on what we
did. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. Perfect, thank you. As I'm not thrilled with the stipulation, I can stand by it, you know, and move forward. Yeah, I would suggest to the board that we have at least one random check within, you know, a 2 year time frame as part of the stipulation. As part of all four stipulations.
May I speak with the detective on the sidebar?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
That's a long time.
That's where I got it. I was looking at it. I was following the way it kind of jumping over my head.
I spoke with Detective Gordon Neer. Considering the board's position, first of all, I would note that these are undercover operations. There's certain value in not attaching time frames to that, because it also leaves the option open of when it could land. It could be next week. It could be 2 years and one day after. Putting any sort of time frame does telegraph to any sort of, or any licensee, that there will be an undercover operation, which can compromise the security of those operations. We would note that aspirationally, we will seek to do that, but we're hesitant to commit to that. Not only that it puts an obligation on law enforcement, but also creates the safety concerns of confirming beyond the shadow of a doubt that there will be an undercover officer at that location within a time certain.
Okay, and I completely understand that. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak for or against these violations? Stipulation. Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open up for any board discussion and or motion. Just state the, you just have to read the stipulation. Yes, in full. Oh, you can just, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board accept the stipulation as presented by the city attorney.
Second.
Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
Turn your mic.
I second the motion.
It wasn't at first. Perfect. If we have a roll call vote, please.
Yes. Bozeman?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Accept is yes, reject is no.
Accept.
Just make sure your mic is on, sorry. Once you do that, that way it's, we have a clean record. So make sure that red light's on, yep.
Accept.
Brown?
Yes.
Kubitschek?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Perfect. That stipulation has been accepted by the board. Thank you. At this time, we're going to move on to item A, best choice massage. Yeah, we just did super massage. So I just went to the top of the list.
Which is this? Is that the right second one for this attorney so he can finish his two?
Mr. Lee only had one, Mr. Wang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the other gentleman.
Okay, I thought they each had two.
No. So I just moved back up to the top after that.
Yeah. Thank you very much. If it's acceptable to the board, I would note that.
I don't have the stipulation for best choice. Oh, yes, I do. I'm missing. No, I've got it. Sorry. My apologies.
I'll clarify that this matter is brought before the board on an order for show cause that was presented to the board prior and was approved to bring forth on the show cause today.
Perfect. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I will note that this stipulation is identical to the super massage stipulation, but for the names of the interested parties. So if counsel's amenable to it, I would incorporate the record on the terms and specifics of the suspension penalties and that into this record.
Patrick, I'd say let's do this for each so that we have a clean record in case there are any issues that arise.
Certainly. I just wanted to see.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I'll start with the factual basis and then I'll proceed through the stipulation again. This was part of the same operation. This occurred on August 6th of 2025 at 4:32 p.m. This was at the Best Choice Massage, located at 5004 West 92nd Avenue in the city of Westminster. Again, this involved a defendant, Yunying Zhao, and involved the same North Metro Task Force operation. It was based upon civilian complaints regarding potential prostitution and solicitation at that location. There were no other charges associated with that, so the city is interpreting this as a first offense. The undercover officer in this matter entered the building and requested a massage at the front desk. At that time, the undercover officer was escorted. This is where it's a little more wonky. There were four listed massage rooms, 1, 2, 3, and 4. He was taken to a different unmarked massage room that did appear to have the same accoutrements one would normally associate with the massage room, so he treated it as a normal massage at that time. There was a woman waiting inside. When he went in, it was inquired of the undercover officer if he would like, and I quote, two girls. After the undercover officer declined a second girl being brought into the room, he was charged $50 for the massage. He provided a $100 bill and was then directed and undressed down to his underwear and laid under a blanket on the massage table. The massage began after change was received for his payment of the services and continued for 15 minutes or about halfway through the 30-minute massage session. At that point, the masseuse used a translation app on her phone to tell the undercover officer that they were closing soon and asking the undercover officer if he wished to take a flight. Law enforcement indicated that that is a known slang in this industry to indicate a sexual act leading to ejaculation. The masseuse then requested a tip, which is also slang for the same conduct. The undercover officer typed $20 into the phone. The masseuse replied no verbally and typed 50. which the undercover officer agreed to. At that time, the masseuse pulled a blanket off the undercover officer and pulled his boxers down, which led to the arrest signal. The masseuse did try to exit the premises, but was prevented from doing so. One cover officer who was on scene did observe three males were leaving the front of the business. All three males only indicated that they were there for massages, and there was no sexual activity that occurred. So there was no evidence to disprove that, so the three individuals were released on scene. It appeared to be moderately busy from review of the body-worn camera documents and audio bug of what occurred. This one, on review of data access and attempting to contact the district attorney's office handling the underlying offense, they don't have a record of that, but it appears that it may have been referred for diversion at the state court level and ultimately dismissed. That said, I wasn't able to receive confirmation of that before the hearing, since if it was deferred and dismissed, it was likely sealed and there are certain logistical hurdles. Ultimately, this is a first offense that we know of and can prove for the business. So the people are again recommending that first, pursuant to subsection 5, there is a completion of a training in prostitution prevention. We would note that a 67-day suspension will be imposed on this matter, with a 7-day suspension to be served beginning next Monday. Let me just confirm the date before I misstate it. February 23rd to March 2nd of 2026, with the remaining 60 days held in abeyance for 2 years. That would be triggered by one of three findings: either A, finding an order by the Special Permit and Licensing Board for any or violation of the business license or applicable provisions of the Westminster Municipal Code. Subsection B would provide for the imposition of the 60-day suspension upon conviction of any employee, contractor, or owner of the licensee's business for any violations of the Westminster Municipal Code, subject to CRS 12, CRS 18, and various subsections under CIF or CRS 18, which are listed in the proposed disposition. And finally, subsection C, finding of probable cause by either an arrest warrant, preliminary hearing, or other legal mechanism for the determination of probable cause that any of the below violations of the same Colorado revised statutes occurred at the resident or at the business. I would note that does not foreclose the board from seeking an order to show cause for violations under the city options. And finally, under section 7, there's no limitations on further proceedings. Based on the fact that this is ultimately shown to be or appears to be a first offense from what we can prove, we would respectfully request that the board accept this stipulation. Thank you.
At this time, does the board have any questions for the city attorney? Seeing none, we'll move on to the licensee.
Good evening, Honorable Board. Attorney Yang Wang, YUNWANG, representing the owners of Best Choice Massage, appearing in front of the board.
Perfect. Could you just state your bar number, please?
Sure, 52378.
Perfect. And sir, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear? We'll do it real fast. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
I do, sir.
Could you state your first name, last name, and address?
Y. Lemley, L-E-M-L-E-Y.
And your address for the record?
I'm sorry, sir. I had some brain damage.
Oh, you're fine. Take your time. Any address that you reside in, your business?
I think it's 2118 C Street, Northwest Greeley, Colorado.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Forgive me. This happened in May, and I still have problems with it. And my shoulder, as you can see.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We understand. We're patient. So go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. We applaud the board in approving and in considering the stipulations, and we thank the city working with us. Truly, you know, these are small businesses. Understand that they need to tighten up their compliance, which I've
work closely with Mr. Lemoy in trying to come up with contracts after contracts. You know, he's already completed class on prostitution. And he is.
If you need a chair, we can get you a tall chair too, if you're okay. Okay. I don't want you to fall over.
Thank you. Thank you. He's eager to do that. He's eager to make sure that his business is compliant. Again, he's runs a small business. It'd be detrimentally harmful for him if he cannot maintain that. He did invest, you know, a significant amount of his money into that. I think there is a valid interest in that. Mm-hmm. I want to note for the board that Mr. Emily, he is a career law enforcement officer. He served as a police for most of his life, and he wants to open a business, a compliant, a successful one. And he understands just exactly how harmful prostitution or like conducts can be. And he's, I believe, significantly putting efforts. And he is intending to put in more efforts because now he knows that if he, you know, does not tighten up his compliance, there's not going to be a second chance. So in consideration of that, I think it's fair, although I understand it might be the board's concern that these sort of behaviors continue. It's my concern that these sort of behaviors continue. So I've, you know, sternly warned him in ramping up his compliance, hiring the right people to manage, himself be more proactive in managing, having the right paperwork, having the right education to do so. So he's on board with all that. He wants to do that. I just want to note for the court that the case, a criminal case for Yun Ying, who was the underlying defendant in the criminal case, that has been dismissed. And I've also defended that case in county court. In that case, Ms. Yun Ying has also attended significant classes. And she is very thankful of the fact that she gets to learn about these things. And I think the hope here is that these businesses gets regulated, they get compliant, so you don't have, you know, continuing issues in that regard.
Perfect. Anything you would like to say, sir?
Yeah, I'm.
Did we just move the mic up?
Yeah. I'm terribly terror.
You're fine. Yeah.
Another thing.
No, take your time.
I'm terribly sorry this happened, and I'm very embarrassed, but you know, it happened, and I'm sorry for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. At this time, is there any questions from the board?
I have a question. I'm wondering, what day of the week is August 6th?
It's a Wednesday night.
A Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you.
I will state on the record again, and you'll hear me say it two more times. I'm not thrilled with the stipulation. I think that's something that that needs to be a little bit more harsh due to the violation. But if the city attorney and the city and the police decide this is the best action, I can go for it. I think in future dates, we need to look at, you know, other opportunities. And you'll hear me say it twice more, just for the record. Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak for or against? See, none. What happened to the employee who was working there?
She's no longer employed.
Perfect. This time, there's no other questions. We will close the public portion of this hearing and then open up for any board discussion and or motion.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move the board accept the stipulation as presented by the city.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Perfect. Roll call vote, please.
Bozeman?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Kubitschek?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Perfect. The stipulation has passed. Yeah, has been agreed upon and accepted. Yeah, thank you. At this time, we're going to move on to item 3B, show cause hearing for the stipulation of Flame Massage. You can say it.
This matter is here due to a show cause notice and the hearing that was sent out to, that was presented before the board. The board has accepted that and set this for a show cause hearing for today, and that's how we are here.
You're better at that. It's your job. Go ahead, sir. We're not recording.
Thank you very much. We do have a stipulation we would like to present to the board in resolution of the order to show cause. I'll start by giving a factual basis for what occurred on this matter. This occurred, again, on August 6th, 2025, around 2:13 p.m. That was a Wednesday. This occurred at Flame Massage, located at 6080 West 92nd Avenue, Suite 300. And it was involving a Wen Quin Zhang. I apologize if I mispronounced the name. This undercover operation was commenced due to civilian reports of solicitation and prostitution at the location. Again, there was no charged conduct or evidence that could ultimately be determined to prove criminal violations occurred there. So the city is treating this as a first offense on this matter. At the time, it did not appear to be very busy. An undercover officer with the North Metro Task Force entered into the premises and requested a 30-minute massage at the front desk. He was told it would be a $50 massage. He provided a $100 bill, was given change, and then was escorted to the room by the defendant in this case. The undercover officer was told to lay down and undressed down. It didn't specify, but from review of the evidence, it appears down to just his underwear, but it was a little ambiguous if he was fully nude or if he was in his underwear. He was given a sheet to cover himself, but the undercover officer noted that it was unusually small compared to a normal professional massage blanket. The defendant, who took him to the room, left and then returned shortly after there. She began to rub the undercover officer's back, asking if he wanted to be rubbed there. The undercover officer agreed to this. Then the defendant began to rub the undercover officer's genitals, asking if the undercover officer wanted to be rubbed there too. The undercover officer agreed, and the defendant continued to rub the genitals. At that time, the undercover officer made the arrest signal, and officers entered into the premises. There was one cover officer who noted one woman was trying to run out of the rear exit of the business, was stopped, and they learned that she was likewise a masseuse there, but was not the defendant. Ultimately, a summons was issued on this. In review of the criminal proceedings for Wen Quinzhong, there is currently, or it should be noted in the report, she denied any sexual activity occurred. The matter appears to currently be set for trial in Jefferson County. It is unclear if it will be proceeding to trial or if it will be resolving by plea agreement, but that's the current state of this. Given, again, that this is ultimately a first provable offense, the people believe that the stipulation in this matter is appropriate. Specifically, their section 5 of the agreement, the training requirement that within 30 days of the stipulation, all management and staff will complete and provide proof to the board of the completion of a training in prostitution prevention through the North American Learning Institute. There will be a 67-day suspension imposed, with 7 days to be going into effect from February 23rd to March 2nd of 2026. The remaining 60 days will be held in abeyance for 2 years. With imposition subject to subsection 4 of this agreement, there are 3 triggering conditions. First, any finding in order by the Special Permit and License Board for the City of Westminster that there is a violation of the business license or any of the applicable provisions of the Westminster Municipal Code with the specific sections listed. Subsection B provides for a conviction of any employee, contractor, or owner of the licensee's business for any violations of the Westminster Municipal Code or the Colorado Revised Statutes governing solicitation, prostitution, or human trafficking, with the associated subsections under the Colorado Revised Statutes. And then finally, a finding of probable cause, either by signing of an arrest warrant, determination of probable cause at a preliminary hearing or any other legal mechanism, by a state judicial officer that there is probable cause that any of the similar offenses occurred at that premises. Recognizing that this will be first offense, we do believe that this is an appropriate resolution, as it holds the aforementioned 2 months of suspension over the licensee's head for 2 years and provides a mechanism for rapid enforcement of that suspension if there are any issues. We will note that pursuant to Section 7 of this agreement, there is no restriction on the board's ability to impose or seek further show cause orders or other enforcement mechanisms through the city apparatus. Thank you.
Does the board have any questions for the attorney? I did come up with one. How do you come up with 67 days?
So there's the 1 week of suspension held in abeyance at the front end, with 2 months functionally held in abeyance on the back end.
Okay. That makes sense. I started thinking that 67 is just an odd number.
It was not for the joke, I promise.
Yeah. I didn't even think there. I didn't even go there, but my kid would be disappointed I didn't.
It occurred to me after I'd come up with the number and I regretted it.
Perfect. Go ahead, sir. If you can go ahead and state your first name and your bar number, please.
Thank you. Yang Wang, YUNWANG 5237A, representing the representative of the at-issue business, who is appearing to my right.
Perfect. If she could go ahead and raise her right hand.
And this is one of the situations where I'll be translating to Mandarin. Is that okay with the board?
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you. You can proceed. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
Perfect. If she could state her first name, last name, spell her last name, and address for the record.
YANG 5771 West 92nd Avenue, Suite 342 Westminster.
Perfect, thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. Honor board. Can I refer to you guys as
anything you want? Thank you very much. As long as it's nice.
The honorable board. Sorry, I used to being. Yeah, no, you're. Similarity in this case. She reached out to me immediately after this happened, wanting to see if there is a way for her to comply. And as what I did in other cases, I've immediately asked her to attend education. She's already completed the prostitution class. She's obviously terminated the defendant who's at issue here, and she has a contract that I drafted that is pretty strict on who the employees are, what they can do, and stuff like that. And she, again, coming from an immigrant perspective, she really, it's her life's dream to open a business here in the United States. Evidently, she has limited language capabilities, so that really narrows the ability for her to be in any other industries. Just so happens massage is one of those industries where she could find success as a small business owner, and she is a very proud small business owner. She understands the issues her business has faced, and that she, again, has indicated to me that she really wants to step up compliance, really is very eager to make sure that she understands all the tools there is to make sure that she does not go into these things again. She understands very well that this is one chance for her to show compliance. If compliance is not there, she is completely aware of the fact that she's probably not going to have a next chance, and she will be faced with significant financial hurdles, and she signed up for that. She wants one chance to show the board and to show the city that she can be compliant, and she is getting the right tools to do so, and that's why we're thinking that this is appropriate resolution to this case and give her the chance to honor the board. Thank you.
Perfect. Would the would the licensee like to say anything?
No.
Perfect. Any questions from the board? I will state the same thing again. I don't like these violations. I don't like the stipulation. I don't like the violation, but I don't like the stipulation of the, I don't think it's fair enough. I think it needs to be more harsh in the future. You know, but I can get behind what's if the city attorney and everyone agreed. Any other questions? Anyone in the audience like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open up for any board discussion and or a motion. You're up, Mr. Ryan.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board accept stipulation as presented by the city.
I second the motion.
Roll call vote, please.
Bozeman?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Kubitschek?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Stipulation has been agreed upon and passed. We hope to never see you again. Or at least in here. Now, let me phrase that. We hope to never see you again here. I hope to see you again somewhere else, but not here. Now we're going to move on to item 3D, show cause hearing stipulation for YZ Massage. At this matter is in front of you to order a show cause notice hearing that has been issued to the Special Permit License Board on November 5th, and a copy which is attached hereto and incorporated herein as Exhibit A.
Go ahead. Thank you. We do have a proposed stipulation for penalty on this matter to resolve the current show cause order. I will note that this incident likewise occurred on August 6th of 2025. This one occurred at 11:45 a.m. a Wednesday. This was at YZ Massage at 1885 West 120th Avenue, Suite 600. The defendant on the case is Lili Ma. This was again based on prior reports of solicitation and prostitution. There were ultimately no criminal charges relating to those that we were able to locate, and no evidence upon which to treat this as anything other than a first offense for purposes of this board's consideration. This was an undercover operation undertaken by an undercover officer with the North Metro Task Force who went into the building and requested a 30-minute massage. The undercover officer was again told that it would be $50 for the massage, and it was inquired by the person there if he would like two girls or one girl. At that point, he declined the second girl and paid with a $100 bill and then was escorted to the massage room. There was a brief technical issue where the undercover officer had to leave the premises for 15 minutes. This was related to a issue with his audio bug, but he did return to the same room after those 15 minutes. The undercover officer then, upon returning, undressed down to his underwear, laid down on the massage table, face down, and covered himself with a towel. The defendant, in this case, Lili Ma, entered the room and instructed the undercover officer to remove the underwear, indicating that is where the oil would go. The undercover officer complied, and the defendant covered the undercover officer with a towel, beginning with a massage on the upper back, climbing onto the table to massage the lower back. At that time, the defendant got off the table, removed the towel, and began massaging the undercover officer's legs and buttocks. The defendant indicated the undercover officer should roll onto his back, exposing his genitals and removing the towel. The defendant began resuming the massage, moving the massage further up the leg. At that point, the defendant asked the undercover officer via a translation app if the undercover officer would like anything else. The officer asked what else he can get, and the defendant responded with a hand-jerking motion, indicating a sexual act with the hand. The officer agreed, and the defendant lifted up her shirt and had the undercover officer touch her breast. She then began to rub her breast against the officer, at which point the officer gave the arrest signal, and the officers went into the building and issued the summons for prostitution. There were no substantial incidents with the cover officers giving any indications of anyone attempting to flee the premises. There's currently a pending case in Adams County. Per data access, it is all they know, or that was clear, is that the public defender needed a translator to address the case, and that case has been in a, for lack of a better term, a holding pattern. The punishment in this case ultimately comes down to two main sections. Subsections 5, the imposition of a training requirement within 30 days of the acceptance of any stipulation, that all management and staff will complete and provide proof to the board of the completion of a training in the prostitution prevention class through North American Learning Institute. There will also be 67 days of suspension imposed in this case. 7 of that will be served as a sanction from February 23rd to March 2nd of 2026. The remaining 60 days held in abeyance for 2 years, with the 3 triggering conditions that would lead to its imposition. First, a finding by the Special Permitting and Licensing Board of any violation of the Westminster Municipal Code or violations of the business license, which would go into effect under subsection 4 upon that finding by the board. There's subsection B, which would involve any conviction of an employee, contractor, or owner of the licensee's business under the Westminster Municipal Code or Colorado Revised Statutes regarding solicitation, prostitution, or human trafficking, with the attendant criminal or Colorado Revised Statutes pertaining to those. And subsection C, likewise, any finding of probable cause, either by the signing of an arrest warrant by a state judicial officer, the determination at a preliminary hearing of probable cause, or any other legal mechanism for determination of probable cause, that again, any solicitation, prostitution, or human trafficking occurred at licensee's business. That would be imposed pursuant to subsection 4 upon the people filing certified copies of either the convictions or the appropriate arrest warrant or preliminary hearing determination to the board, and the suspension would go into effect within 7 days of the mailing out of the notice of the imposition of the 60-day suspension. Again, given that this is ultimately, there's only sufficient evidence to treat this as a first offense, we would ask the board to accept this stipulation, and we're happy to answer additional questions.
Any questions for the attorney? Perfect, thank you. Go ahead, and one last time, I'm gonna ask you to state your name and your bar registration number for the record.
Good evening, Honorable Board. Young Wang, YUNWANG, representing the representatives of this at Yeshu Massage business, 52378 is my bar number, and the representative is appearing to my right.
Perfect. If he could raise his right hand, please.
Same record. I think I'm going to need to translate to him, if that's okay with the board.
Yes, sir. Yeah, do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
Perfect. If you can state his first name, last name, spell his last name, and address for the record.
YILONGZHU.
West 120.
Westminster.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Honorable Board. Mr. Zhou, right?
Shu.
Mr. Shu, Mr. Shu, he's only bought this place, he's only been this trade for a year. Prior to his experiencing this business, he has never operated a massage parlor before. He has significant experience in restaurant industry. So he's again hoping to, you know, carry his business experience into this industry. That's why he started his business. He understands and realizes that, you know, he needs education in how compliance works in this trade. Again, similar to all defendants, respondents here, he sought legal assistance immediately, and we were able to put together a compliance system. We have contracts, we have a way to do payroll, we have hours set up. And we're hoping, and he's also completed the prostitution class. Obviously, needless to say that the at-issue masseuse has been terminated. It's his hope that he gets to keep on this compliance. It's his hope that he gets to be able to keep his business because he has a very long lease. you know, if he's denied the opportunity to do this business, he's going to be on the hook for a lot of rent money for a very long time with no ability to make income. And that's going to be detrimental to him, a small business person. What I do, however, want to emphasize to the board, you know, I've been an attorney for a while now, and I've defended multiple cases regarding prostitution. I've also prosecuted them. I was a prosecutor for the 13th Judicial, and I, as a civil litigator, I've brought civil suits against alleged human traffickers. I do thoroughly understand that it's a huge concern of our community that these things happen the way it does. It's no coincidence, albeit sad, that usually, you know, minorities, people of immigrant origin, they get preyed upon because of, you know, lack of ability to speak the language, lack of knowledge of the legal system. They get preyed on for these nefarious schemes. You see that very consistently in drug cases. You see that very consistently, again, in human trafficking cases. What I think is appropriate is that we show these people how to actually comply, because I don't think anyone wakes up in the morning wanting to traffic people, barring, you know, Epstein perhaps, but he's a different nut job. But I think these businesses really truly needs the know-how, needs the chance, and need to know that what they might be doing might not be sufficient to control the risks that this industry holds. So again, that's my approach to defend these cases, which is to bring them into compliance, to tell them that, you know, here's your chance to comply with this. If you don't comply with this, then, you know, you're screwed. You know, no attorney will be able to help them then. So that's my sincere hope. I'm very happy that Mr. Kenny shares that hope. And it sounds like, and I'm happy to hear that the board at least accepts that being a possibility as something that they can work on. And that's certainly an opportunity. My sincere hope is that they're not going to waste it. I have not seen any indications that they would. You know, he's a newcomer to the industry, needs to know how to do this, and I've indicated to all the respondents that, look, there's two ways you can do this. You can be successful. You can be one of those very, very big chain massage. And, you know, all you need to do is have your compliance in place. And I've also told them, look, you can also be one of those yo-yos. They come and they go, and, you know, they get prosecuted on the way down. Which one do you want to be? They've all indicated that they want to be the successful one. So I rely my hope in that. And I hope and I believe that's not going to be betrayed on me, hence to this board and the city. Thank you.
Perfect. Any questions? I'll state for the last time, I don't like this stipulation at all. Not a fan. I think the punishment's not good enough. But I can accept it if that's what it is. I hope that this applicant, being his first year in business, is, you know, in this, takes it serious and learns everything he's got to learn about this massage business, because we don't want to see him here again in front of us. You know, we want to see him successful and have 100 chains out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Anyone in the public like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open up for any board discussion and or a motion. Mr. Ryan, you're up.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board accept the stipulations presented by the city attorney.
Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
Roll call vote, please.
Osman?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Kubitschek?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Stipulation has been agreed upon and passed. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you. You bet. Y'all can go ahead and leave, or you can stay here all night long if you want to. Kate says not all night long. Perfect. At this time, we're going to move on to miscellaneous business and reports, upcoming meetings.
The next upcoming meeting would be on March 4th. Thank you. And at this time, I don't have anything. I don't expect to, but I would just like to wait till next week. And if I need to, I'll cancel. Ask for you all to cancel that meeting via email. Honestly, unless it's a special event permit, I'm not sure that we could have anything for the 18th either, because we require 30 days to set a hearing for a new license. So we may not have anything until April. But I'll keep you posted.
I got a question. Our massage, and this is jumping, putting the horse before the cart before the horse, but if they legalize prostitution in Colorado, what does this do from anything they do? I mean, I'm just saying, if they do, is there any even enforcement anymore?
Since we don't know what all is in the bill yet and it has not passed, we don't know yet where that stands. However, like, even though the bill that you're reading about in the media, that still, we still have mechanisms as a home rule city that will allow for certain things. And it doesn't take away some of the other types of criminal activity that is associated with prostitution. Okay. So we just don't know yet. I'm just hoping
it's not like you get out of jail free card in 3 months.
No, we just don't know yet what the final look of the bill will be and what will allow for the enforcement actions.
Patrick, can you hang tight? And for the city attorney, I got one. Can we be involved or see what your proposed stipulations are going forward? I mean, you know, for any future hearings, hopefully we don't have any. You know what I mean? But for violation occurrence one, you know what I mean? A second violation, third violation of what your proposals are going to be?
Like an outline.
Kind of like we have for the, you know, liquor violations?
We're happy to look into that. I can.
And I know Chuck can get with you. And
yeah. Say not in relation to any pending case.
Yeah, not in relation to anything pending.
I will note that this will likely be a much more stringent than with liquor violations. In our discussions with multiple parties on this, our intention is barring substantially extenuating circumstances. This would be operating much more in the line of a one chance. If there's a second strike, we're looking for the license at that point.
Okay.
We're formalizing the, but just to give the board an indication of where we're looking.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Any other questions?
Nope, no. You can go ahead. Just turn your mic.
Just a clarification.
Yes. Microphone. Sorry. I'm the mic police.
And a very good one. Just some clarification. So you mentioned that you don't recommend an undercover sting, but what if you get continued?
We don't do go ahead.
Undercover operation.
He hates that word.
Sorry. Okay.
Compliance check.
Compliance check. Thank you. But if you get continued complaints from the public, for example, how would that be handled?
I imagine Detective Gordonier would reach out to us to bring us into the loop on that. There would likely be much more room for looking at more rapid enforcement if there's ongoing violations, would be my understanding. But I'll let Gordonier's or Detective Gordonier speak further.
So the complaints that would lead to something similar as to what you heard tonight, they're difficult cases to investigate because many times it's difficult to identify the defendant, and it's also difficult to get victims to be willing to come forward and testify. So they're just difficult cases to actually prosecute. So it comes down to more on the business licensing aspect of a conduct of establishment type of violation. And that takes a little bit more than just one or two complaints.
So when somebody calls you and they give a complaint about a liquor violation, you typically will follow up with the licensee and just go, hey, heads up, I'm hearing this. You know, you need to, you know, really be on top, you know, and you kind of warn them. Would you handle that in a similar situation?
These are very.
Or am I misspoken?
They're very different types of investigations. Okay. From the criminal side, they're a different type of investigation.
Yes, yes.
And then from our administrative side, they're treated differently as well. There's still the review during the renewal period when the renewal comes in. There's still the review that we do for like calls of service to the establishment. Doesn't matter if it's going to be the massage parlor or the liquor license, as well as we also review incidents involving security guard licenses. So calls for service involving that still does get reviewed.
Okay.
So that could trigger, just like it would for a liquor license, a calls for service, unusual number of calls for service could trigger us trying to take an action.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Any other questions, thoughts, concerns? Seeing none, thank you, Patrick.
Need to yell at me about the stipulation one more time?
Yeah, can I? I'm not happy with the stipulation. Are the cameras on?
I'm abusing of Target.
I know they're not. Anyway, at this time, if there's no other business, we'll close this. We'll adjourn this meeting at 7:28. Thank you.
Almost.
I have known him long enough where I shouldn't throw anything, but he's not going to take offense to it. You don't have. I can pick it up.
Oh, no.
He's not going to take offense to it.
I'm not going to give you the joy of saying that through a fact. Good to see you. Good to see
you.
I did. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can't take it home, so you.
I just wanted you guys to be prepared because of some of the language you might hear and not be caught off guard. You know what I mean? For the...
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do know.
Yes. Because the first time you sit through one, it's like, this happened
to Westminster. Where is the bug?
Right? What was that address? Yeah. So this is
We're in a lawyer's.
Okay.
So,
okay, perfect. I'll update your
mail. With some of the, you get notified. Yeah, so they just leave.
Thank you.
Sometimes
I'm going there.